Gotham City's dynamic duo is coming to the Alamo City. Batman Adam West and Robin Burt Ward will join Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters and many more to kick off a highly anticipated event.
I've been a fan of science fiction and comic books all of my life.
Tim Stewart is a fan, a self-described promoter of geek stuff, and a producer of nerdy TV on the internet called Geekvengers. He says the Alamo City Comic-Con has a huge potential of doing more than leaping tall buildings, and he says the fan base here is flexing its superpowers.
We've kind of always been here. Just, you know, the companies and people that put on this kind of stuff, we've just been ignored for a long time. This Alamo City Comic-Con seems like the first attempt at a really big convention. I mean, I look at the lineup and the things that they're going to do, and it really reminds me of some of the events I've been to in Dallas and in Houston.
Comic-Cons are no stranger to San Antonio, but Stewart thinks this one has the star power and excitement not felt in a decade. From a Transformers reunion to Battlestar Galactica, leaders with the Convention and Visitors Bureau say the door is always open to welcome folks back to the city and for those who have never been to San Antonio. They say events like this not only attract similar gatherings, but make San Antonio a place other mortals want to visit.
This seems like it's going to be the first really big con that San Antonio has had. And, you know, it's not just that it's going to be great for the fans, but, you know, it's also bringing attention to our city.
Alfredo Apple De La Fuente founded the Alamo City Comic-Con. He is a lifelong artist who wanted to bring attention to arts and culture in his hometown. He hopes this makes San Antonio leap right off the pages. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.